Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. How secure are you? Is your job safe? Or is there a layoff coming? How about your health? Or what if you had a serious car accident? Or your home caught on fire? Or what if? These are important questions, but in reality, almost laughingly insignificant in comparison to what is my relationship to God? Or, to put it a different way, when I die, where will I go? To heaven or hell? Now, these questions simply have to be answered, or there will be a nagging sense of worry, emptiness, and insecurity. The problem is, as we look into our heart and mind, we're not helped. Have we been perfectly patient with those around us? Shown perfect love to them? Always been an example of Christ-like love? Or do we see in ourselves a rash of impatience, unkindness, selfishness? Ouch! More insecurity. Jesus' disciples understood insecurity. There they were, locked in the room, with no idea what was going to happen next, with no idea where their life was going to go. And then? Then Jesus stepped into the room. And what did he do? He showed them his hands and side. There, on his nail-pierced hands, was proof that the disciples were forgiven, that Jesus had fully paid for all their sins, and that they stood at one with God. It wasn't, "Don't worry, be happy, the sun will come out tomorrow." No, it was far deeper. It was, "See here, in my hands and side, the proof that I love you, the proof that your sins are forgiven, and you're on the way to heaven." Jesus' hands and side say the same thing to you and me. You are forgiven. You are loved. You are on the way to heaven. Jesus, my risen Savior, often I'm nervous and afraid. Forgive me. Focus my attention on your nail-scarred, risen hands that I might see clearly that my sins are forgiven, and that I'm at peace with you. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.